This afternoon, I am talking to two individuals who have been in alliance for over 50 years. I'll let them give their names and the time that they actually came to alliance. Now, do you want to give your name?
My name is Elliot Young.
All right, and you came here when, you said?
I came here in October, 1st of October, 1933.
Where'd you come from?
I came from St. Louis.
St. Louis. Uh-huh. And your wife came with you, is that right?
No. She came a month later.
Came a month later. What made you come to Alliance?
Well, it wasn't her wake. You know, everything, you know, like in St. Louis, what people were waking was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And they run shows, you know, and they laid off. Or a bunch of fellas, and I was in the bunch. You know,
uh-huh.
I left for St. Louis, you know, that was back then, 1923.
Yeah. Who did you know anybody in Alliance?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I had a lot of, you know, relations here.
Daniel Kirksey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you knew the one, the Kirkseys.
Yes, my
yes. Mm-hmm, I see. Oh, I see. When you came, And where did you work when you first came?
American Steel.
American Steel.
American Steel.
And you worked there since?
Not since I quit there.
Yeah, know. But I mean, you worked there while you were working. You worked at American Steel.
I worked there 36 years.
Oh, I see. Yes.
American Steel founder.
Uh huh.
And I don't know. Started the trucking business, you know, and I don't know. I had a lot of accidents while I was down there.
Uh-huh.
Give me that first.
All right, there you are.
Like to me, you ain't can't out just right, baby.
And then you sent for your wife month later, and she came.
My wife, a month later, and she came.
I see. And you stayed with your relative when you first came.
Brother-in-law when I first came.
Yeah. And then where did you live after your wife came? Where did you...
Well, after my wife came, Front Street.
Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was... Mm-hmm. I wasn't staying with him. After my wife came, he didn't have room, you know.
Sure.
Back there, you know, he was kind of tough to get a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went then, and I stayed in part of the house with Richard Nixon after my wife came.
That is on 809.
That's
809 Front Street.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, well, when you came here, how many blacks would you say were in alliance, roughly speaking?
Well, I would roughly say, you know, this out of all the blacks we say, you know, I would say, you know, there was over, wasn't over 800.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't over 800. There were very few when I came here.
Mm-hmm. And... what I was interested in was the name of the grocery store. Did you patronize? Was there a black grocery, a
no.
barber?
No.
You didn't have.
Frank Carretta. You know,
Frank Carretta.
You know,
well, what you call him?
He was a foreigner. He was Italian.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And the lady stole. And that was only Baldwin.
Uh-huh.
The lady had a stole. And what's her name? Frank Carretta.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
And we got started with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, when you came to the house, it wasn't nothing.
Is that right?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't nothing much.
There wasn't a sidewalk out there. There wasn't nothing out there.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. You just walk in the trail. And everything was good, and the plants was done by hand.
Everything in the American Steel found, and you didn't have nothing to help you do nothing. You did everything by hand. You didn't pick... nailed out the same with hand, by hand. He didn't have no magnets on. You know, take the same.
Well, you've seen a big change then in working conditions there.
Big difference, you know, when I come in here now.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came here, everybody was on labor, you know, down there.
Yes.
You couldn't make nothing, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It was about $85
every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, you know, all you could make.
$85. Of course, prices weren't like what they are today, but still that wasn't a lot in those days.
But still, you know, things were cheap back then.
That's true.
Yes, you could buy.
And of course, you were able to get a job here, and you didn't have one in St. Louis, is that right?
That's right. I was able to get a job here when I was couldn't get down in St. Louis.
When
I
he
tried.
First went to St. Louis, he worked there. He's got a packing house in St. Louis.
Oh,
and
I'm
it was no old man. And see, in the fall, they went to Lane Hall.
Oh, yes.
And I had a relation here, and he did too, and he just took the train on here.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Where did you come from originally?
I originally came from Alabama.
I see. What part of Alabama?
Near Alabama.
What's that near?
Mississippi.
Oh, near the Mississippi line.
Yeah, near the line of Mississippi.
I see.
Well, I didn't. I come from Gilbertown, Alabama, near Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, I see. Down clear in the south. Yes. Yeah.
The new railroad was put in down there. She lived down there on the 18th where she came.
Yes.
Well, anything you want to know?
Yes. What did you do when you came here for a social outlet? Did you have a lodge? Did you have a social group? What did you do for some recreation? You worked hard all day, and on a weekend, you want to relax a little bit. What did you do?
The only thing that I seen to do when I came here, now, I wasn't no fella, you know, to go to none of these rough places.
Yes.
Try to even find them. And the only place I went to, you know, that was whenever I could get a change, that was to the church.
Now, which church was that?
That's a Mount Olive Baptist Church. I united to when I came here.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I remember in Alabama, the Mount Moriah Baptist Church. And when I got here in a few weeks, I united to the Mount Olive Baptist Church.
And you remember, too?
Yeah. But I wasn't for quite a while, and I still think. And if you read this, maybe that'll hit you some. Would that hit you in a straighten out thing? Maybe it
would better. Oh, your 50th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Yes, good. Yeah. McCaskey registered, too.
Yeah, he went.
And then retired. And I'm Zion Baptist Church. Very nice. Well, that's fine. You could observe your 50th wedding anniversary. That's very nice. I saw a card up there. It had 50th, and I thought maybe that's what it was whenever I saw that.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you had been you came to a mound from East St. Louis or from Alabama, it wouldn't have been enough to say for a while. It was nothing. This place didn't mount to nothing.
Is that right?
There was no recreation place here, you know, for children.
Yeah, he was told us. It wasn't on the map.
You didn't go to church, why? You didn't have no.
There was no outlet.
No outlet.
Yes. So you've seen a lot of changes in the time that you've been here.
A lot of changes have been made.
Now you regard this as home, is that right?
Yes. We've been here over 50 years.
And do you know? I was spread elected.
Is that right?
It was in the house and had one room. What did we rent? Two rooms. I didn't have a full kill at that time. I only had three when I came to it now. And there's one on the door that time. And you turned that on, but I was spread elected. And there was nothing hooked to that elected. But the elected.
Is that right?
Now, all of this has been
invented
since that time.
Since that time, yes.
Was nobody even going no gas and oil at all when I come here. I didn't know nothing about it.
It was just all coal.
All coal. Everybody went coal.
Yes.
That's right.
Well,
it
coals in the heels.
Yes.
And you
can't
buy no furniture.
And I suppose you even had, there were some horse and buggies around when you first came.
Yes, there's quite a few horse and buggies around, you know, out on the farm, you know, outside of the city.
Yes.
They come in town regularly, you know, with the horse and buggy, you know, man, drive them just like working out of town.
But I used to say this was dirt out through here. How built up was this?
Yes.
A lot of this built up in recent years.
Yes, a lot of this was built up since I came here.
Well, wait, now
there's
a house over there on that block that took down last year. They said that house was over 100 years old. And the state, this one's over 100 years.
Is that right?
And then there's another one up here, Mrs. Marshall's house. It's over 100 years old. And all of these vacant places you see in here were built up, and now they're about torn down.
How long have you lived here at this residence?
33 years.
33 years. Do you ever go back to St. Louis?
No, sir. I've never been back since I left there.
Is that right?
I didn't leave there. I like St. Louis.
Did you go back to Alabama?
Yes, I've been back to Alabama once.
Twice.
Twice since I've been here.
Florida.
I'm Florida taking sick.
I ain't never been back.
Is that right?
Taking over you taking sick.
I just used to go back when I was a child. My father had a big farm, and so did he. And you know, I prayed to leave there and go to town.
Is that right?
You say city, town.
You're just not a farm girl.
I farmed enough.
You mean you don't have a garden now?
Oh, yeah, I got a garden.
We have our own garden. We used to back this.
Yes. Well, what do you do now that you're retired? What do you, how do you put in your time?
Well, biggest place that I put in my time, you know, when I was not home, doing little things around here.
Doing, yes.
Helping my wife out, you know.
Yes.
Like that, you know why.
And it's hard to get anybody else to do those things now.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, that's all I do is what little I, you know, do here.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go away when I came out from there. And since I retired, I did a lot of work. I worked for the First National Bank.
Oh, yes.
Worked for Cassidy.
Register. Yes.
You know, English had a launch. And
yes.
I went down till it closed down.
Yeah.
In Chicago. Then, you know, after then, you know, I got a job at the City Hall.
Oh, yes.
I worked at City Hall for 1 year. I just retired from work. Doing the thing, making sure we just sit around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when you live to get 81, I don't think
you're
going to be doing too much.
Hey, you're 81. Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yes, it is.
Now, you're a woman. I won't ask you your age because you never ask a woman her age, you see.
No.
75. All right, good. Well, you're both well preserved for that.
Yes.
Well, you said you stayed out of the rough spots, so
yes,
that probably accounts for it.
Yes, accounts for it. You know,
yes.
I stayed out of rough spots. You know, I wouldn't never hung around. I never did have no use for, you know.
Yes.
Going in your place and was rough or nothing like that.
Yeah, after you came in the early 20s there, how long was it until there were a great many black people who settled in here?
I've seen in about 10 years, you know, I don't know, it came up from the South.
Mm-hmm.
I know train loads of them, you know, came up from the South.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't that long. Oh, he left in October, and during that time, I lived in November. And during that time, it looked like it was a depression now and then. Crops wouldn't make too much of that.
Oh, yes.
And when my father left, it just people left. They went to Pennsylvania, they went to Africa, they went every place you can call.
Mm-hmm.
And some had minds to go to different places, but he settled on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was raised on the farm.
I see.
What caused me to leave? Alabama, had such bad luck. Just each year after year, you know, down there you work hard and you get your crop all grown up, you know, about this high. And it's all on the low land, you know, and then water had to overflow with water and just destroy everything.
Yes.
And you had to replant it over. And the biggest reason that I left there, you know, my cotton was the only thing that you could get in there.
Money for.
The boll weevils, they came.
Oh, yes.
That part of the country to eat up your. Eat up your cotton place if you plant.
Now, this was your principal crop, was cotton, was that right?
Yeah, cotton, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. I raised cotton, you know, raised 3 and 4 and 5 days of cotton in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing, you know, if you get to get paper.
Mm-hmm.
You buy corn at that time, you know, the different business places, you know, but they call itself giving you a due deal for it. You could trade it up.
Oh,
yes.
Money for it. Kind of like a company store.
That's right, like a company store.
Yes. Well, I grew up farther south in Ohio in a mining area down there, and there were company towns and company stores, so I know what those are.
Yeah. You know a little about it, too.
That's right. You have a lot of credit, but you never could buy much.
That's right. You could have a lot of credit, you know, because you never could buy much, because when you plant a farm, depending on this farm, you know, pay for your credit.
Yes.
That you get from those stores down there. Well, if you fail, well, you can't pay.
Yes, that's
if
right.
If you fail and ain't got nothing, I remember, you know, I didn't make but one load of corn for a whole year.
Yes.
And had to,
well, that
had
wasn't
to,
nothing.
It had to strap that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you parked on the wrong side of the street. Is that making a difference?
I don't know. Can I park on that side?
No.
See that sign over there? No parking.
Oh, okay. Well.
See the clock over there when you're not going to be out in the car that long.
Well, oh, I'm not going to be here that long, so. Yeah.
Don't make any difference.
Yeah.
Well, you got a family.
Yes. Yeah. I have a daughter and two grandchildren. I see you have a family, too.
Oh, yes. We really got a family.
How many?
Oh, there's see the mother, 14.
Oh,
and
boy.
We only lost one of them.
Is that right?
Yes, I think he doesn't do.
How many are around here?
Only four.
Four.
There's three boys now, and one girl, and nothing young now.
Mm-hmm.
At least
got them. Yes, got them in just about every town you can
call. Is that right?
Pittsburgh.
Philadelphia.
Cleveland. I got to get around here. So
yeah.
Good, especially.
And you have a reunion every once in a while, do you?
Have a reunion.
Yes.
At Sugar Park.
Oh, yes.
Every year.
Uh-huh.
Big reunion.
Yeah.
We have a crowd.
I'll bet you would with that many and all their children. Yes. And grandchildren on top of that.
You know, yeah. That way you have a chance, you know, to see all you
Oh, need. Yes. That makes it nice.
That's right.
That
That's
makes
right.
it nice. Yes.
Yes.
Well, at that date of the time you enjoy now, you didn't ever, you didn't, and I didn't, you didn't think you'd never see it.
Yes.
And I hear terror.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice.
A big change.
Yes.
A big change in our life.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. People got jobs. They're making good money, true enough, but what they have to buy, you know, is so high.
That's right.
You have to have it to live.
You do. You do.
Yes.
Yes. Well, when you came here, was there an area that was, you know, did it say was for blacks, or was this intermingled with
no.
whites? It was.
No, I would say
there's so many more
like
whites.
A lot of foreigners were here when I came.
There's
and
so many of them.
If
here.
You don't see yeah. many around here now, take
the
employer main down there, George O'Brien. He's in Columbus now. He left there, you know, but he used to take the train and go south and bring up them Mexicans and bring in train loads of foreigners, you know, and they'd come in the mill, you know, and wait. He wasn't making very much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them, you know, left from down here now.
Oh, yeah.
You used to see them walking up and down the streets, you know, even Mexicans, you know, and they went in a bunch to them. Themselves, you know, they didn't mingle with nobody else.
Oh, sure.
They stayed in a bunch to the set.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did.
Now, where did they work? Morgan's, yeah, or?
They worked at Morgan's, Megan Steele Foundry. There's a bunch of them came in the Megan Steele Foundry, and they carried a lot of them in there, and the boss would, you know, and show them what they had to work. And a lot of them turned around and went back out.
I suppose,
yes.
Yes,
turned around and went back out. So they wouldn't want to wait.
Wouldn't work there.
No, they wouldn't wait there. Yeah, for what Michelle told them, they had to share the same. They don't want to do that.
They're not going to do that kind of work.
They don't want to do that kind of work.
Yeah.
They turn around and go back out and grow. Sometimes 10 or 12.
Yes.
There's a lot of people at that time who wait on the railroad.
Well, sure, because Alliance was quite a center at
That's
that
right.
time. A lot of trains stopped here then.
Yeah.
There's lots of Mexicans wait on the railroad.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Railroad.
Yes.
They stayed here for a good while, but they finally all left.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis, there were a lot of them in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. But I was interested. You mentioned you traded with, in a grocery store, there was an Italian. Were there any blacks who had stores where you traded?
No, very few.
Very few.
I can't remember.
Oh, you can't.
Now, what store was it?
Was Brother Teague's in that
drugstore
on South
Louisville? Well, that was way after I came. That was about 10 or 12 years, you know, after the time I came in.
Well, it was very few.
Very few.
And then they didn't
hold
up somewhere.
I didn't
know
where
anybody
first
came
in. Mm-hmm.
It was one or two men, just a very few, and he'd run this store a while and then they'd go down.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't making enough money to keep nothing, it seemed like, to me, that time.
Yeah.
Just a very few.
Well, now, you mentioned you joined the Mount Zion Church, is that right? Mount Olive, yes, Mount Olive.
I tell you how what happened with Mount Olive. We didn't have so very many members, you know. In Mount Olive, after I joined there, commerged with the Second Baptist.
Oh.
I was at the Second Baptist for a long, long time. Well,
oh, that's why I joined.
I don't know. He finally, you know, he broke up, you know. And so,
No, Second Baptist still.
I know, but you know, I'm seeing the people you know, that broke up, and
yes,
part of them went to some other place, you know, to another church by the name of
Mount
Zion Baptist Church.
But the Second Baptist still, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I thought I noticed here in this article here that there was a Knights Epitheus Lodge.
Yes, yeah. I remember the Knights Epitheus.
That was him too. Mm-hmm. And at one time it grew to be a nice one. And I belonged to the Culture Collective.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now this was a social outlet, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. You know, it was much better, you know, when you got that lodge started. You know, we sometimes, you know, every week, you know.
Now, did you have picnics or dinners?
Yes, we'd have picnics and dinners, have dinners and have parades.
Oh.
And parade, get us a band, you know, and have a big parade.
Where would you have the parade?
Round here in town.
Round here?
Yes, right here in town. Just get out on the street, you know, and next week we'll have a parade so far, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have the parade, you know, and there people be sitting all out on the street, and we have the band playing and the parade. All the nice activities, you know, marching, you know.
The ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
But now this penny lodge is for a year.
Mm-hmm. Where did you have a picnic? Was there a special grove, a place that you went to have it?
No. Civil Park. Mm-hmm. You know what Civil Park is?
Yes.
Most of the people,
we
give us a big crowd.
Yes. Oh, that would.
Sometimes we have two bands, you know. It raises.
Yes, that would make some excitement.
Yeah, to make it some excitement. Well, we did that, you know, to try to get members, you know.
Sure.
And we had a lot of them come in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them.
But it's no trouble now to get bands for the dependent band.
Yes,
they
there are.
Like their children. You know they'll go for that in school too.
Yes.
And the music.
They have more training along that line now. That's right. Of course, there's nothing like a band that goes by the street to get a crowd out.
Get the crowd out.
Yes.
Everybody's gonna be out to see because we have it, you know, at the time, way beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be there waiting for us.
Yes.
Main Street. You'd come down Main Street. All down Broadway.
That would be colorful.
Yes, and down Mahoning.
Uh-huh.
Up Patterson Street.
Now, mentioning Mahoning, what was the Mahoning River like when you came here? Did it amount to anything?
It didn't amount to nothing. You know, Mahoning River looked like to me, it just wasn't nothing.
Just a trickle.
Just a trickle. That's all. It wasn't nothing.
Ain't too much today. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not today. I just wondered, you know, 50 years ago, if it was any different.
That's right. No,
it
was
no
different.
50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more polluted today, I suppose.
Yes, it is.
More things dumped into it.
Yes, much better.
Yes.
Better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Right. Well, as you think back on your years here, is there anything that stands out? Was there any experience, anything that you think of that happens during that time that was different or outstanding?
Well, I don't know anything.
You have to work hard, and you have a family to raise.
Family
that's right. You went through a depression.
That's right.
Through a war.
That's right. Through a war and everything.
Yes.
Yes. Well, all that.
Well, I'm going to tell you, and my son, he was rough.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good in the southern state, and when he came here, it was rough. And you can hardly find a place to stay. And 12 hours a week, too.
12 hours.
12 hours. Yes, you wait 12
7 days
hours.
A week.
7 days.
You didn't have much time to go, no.
I went to
7 days a week.
I missed church a lot of time and had to go wait on a Sunday. Yeah, 12 hours on a Sunday.
All right.
Every day, 12 hours. 12 hours a day. And all of that.
Well, about what time up. Was that now when they voted and got them waited to 8 hours? What do you know what year that was?
Oh, I think it was along in the early 30s, wasn't it? Along there. Yes.
That's right. That's when
and then, of course, you didn't get time and a half or overtime for those hours then.
You didn't get no time and a half, you know.
If you wanted a job, you had to work those hours.
You had to wait for a job. You still did. That time, you know why, when the preacher come, you know why, everything was over, you know, you waited 12 hours a day. And, what made it a change in the Memphis Field family, there was no union on nothing. You didn't have no union.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since the union started, oh, I say about 13 years after, you know, I got a job down in Memphis Field. But it began to make a change then, you know, because down there before the union, you know, before they had a union, like well, different, you know, if you had men in there, oh, you had men, oh, you waking in there at night. He didn't do nothing. The boys didn't pay any attention or nothing. You know. The boy didn't wait, and they caught him. They'd fine right then and there. And then, you know, a lot of times, you know, they didn't fight, but, you know, he'd change men, get a man from here and send him to another job.
Oh, yes.
Over there. And you see, after the union came, the phones wouldn't stand for that.
They wouldn't allow that.
No, they wouldn't allow that. You in Florida, you had to stay with you.
With your job.
With your job. And they couldn't leave one job and go to another.
Yes.
So before the union, you know, they just take a man, send him anywhere they wanted to send him. If he wanted to wait while they send him, he'd wait. And if he didn't want to wait there, you know, he could go home.
Yes.
So that's the way it was.
Yeah. Well, you notice a big change then, was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a big change made back then. Mm-hmm. Then they put a lot of people, you know, on Peaceway,
mm-hmm.
you know, after they got the union. And the more you make, the more you wait, the more you make.
Yes.
A lot of people went to wait there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they stayed on Peaceway down there and never still found every job nearly, you know, about 10 years.
Well, now, you had a full-time job with the family.
Yeah,
taking care of them. Did you do any other work? You just took care of the family.
Yeah. And during the time of war, that is World War I.
Two.
Well, it's a good minute to kill my husband didn't want me to wake out.
Mm-hmm.
Wakes so much for the morning. And I decided I would do the laundry work. So I run the ad in the paper early in the day. And I had to take it down for the next day.
Is that right?
Was nobody, the laundry thing, wasn't nobody taking in. Nobody sent them out for the people was all gone to sleep.
Oh, yes.
Well, I laundered for a long time. I had a good time, you know, when I run my ad. And uh-huh. I never got rid of no people.
Hmm. How long did you do that?
Oh, about 6-7 years.
Hmm.
And I used to sew, you know. I didn't get to go to school too much, but still even money.
Oh, that's right. You bet.
I love to sew. And at that time, I loved to cook, but now it's only two to cook.
Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Until reunion time, and then you have a lot to prepare for.
That's right. That's right. And we had so many children, and we had nine girls, you know, and men with the men. My wife, you know, just had to stay with them, you know.
Yes.
You know, they,
well,
you know,
I'm going to tell you about my family.
All right.
As they grow up, my children, I hear people say today, the children can't get a job, but that's not so. My children got in there, up in the grade, maybe 12th grade. Wasn't that for? They found their own job.
Mm-hmm.
Job they wasn't finished, in fact, all his life.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He has a good thing going.
Yes, he's got a good thing going.
Yeah, that's
Something
right.
Something coming together, you know. He went uptown. You know, they sent him uptown one day for certain. What my name about 5 or 6 years old, did you send him up town?
No, he did, yeah.
Mr. Thompson, he did. Now, he used to run this motor place, you know, that black yard is in the street. And he seen him. We just had a small little place that where he's selling gas. And he seen George, he just had a small place to sleep by the way this room. And he seen George, you know, and asked me to go to jail. And he told him, yes, sir. And he said, so what you want me to do? I don't want you to do nothing, but just stay here and keep me company and keep this here room swept up. So you sweep, can't you? So I told him, yeah. Says, and sweep my floor, that's all you have to do. And so he come home and told his mother he took that for a job. And so he taking that boy then, you know, and he stayed there and wait with him until he got up to be a young man, you know, and he put him out to sell him gas and had him up there recapping ties and everything. He waited with Thompson a long time. And Thompson, before he died, when George had waited there for him a long time, but he almost raised George. And he got ready, you know, George got up to be a man. You know, he sit George up over there in that filler
station.
Oh, yes. He opened that filler station up and he gave it to George and told him, said, George, and I said, you be over there and said, you've been with me long enough to know how to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, don't go over there and let nobody have a whole lot of credit. And George said, I ain't gonna do that. That's why you lose your money.
Yes.
And so he told George everything and he started him in that filler station over.
Well, he's done very good.
Yes,
yeah, when I'm down through there, I stop there and get gas at his place.
He got lots of credit.
Oh, yes. Well, he has a nice personality, and he's accommodating, and that helps. Yes. And that helps. That's right. Yeah. Well, my mother used to say that, she said, when I'm gone, I don't want a big monument in the cemetery. She said, my children will be the monuments. And so when you get to be a parent, you look upon your children
that's
that way.
True.
I used to think that was sort of strange to hear her talk that way, but when you get older, you understand what that means.
You understand. You certainly do.
Yeah.
You really understand.
Well, people of the day, you see jailhouse, you see young children in jail for all kind of misdemeanors going on. I was a parent. Be home when you didn't have to be out.
That's right.
And I wouldn't have nothing outside unless I was going to wake some outside. I'd give some for some sudden to come to the town and see it all.
Yes.
And mind your own business.
That's right.
And I think today the penalty is responsible for some of that.
Oh, I think that's true. I think it's a complete breakdown with the parents' responsibility.
Yes,
is true.
Knock on wood and say, you know, that none of my children, out of all I have, and never give me a minute's trouble about the law.
Well, that's real satisfaction to be able to say that.
Never give me a minute's trouble. Yeah. Never was arrested. Never was in no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that I had
to say. I waited to see the whole one year with my husband up at Dusty. And Lord, how much of the bed down there? They got the little baby children sitting up in the bed and had a little mates. Look like he ain't old enough to be waiting to have one. They want to talk to her. And I said, well, look at that. All the beds on there.
Yeah.
And the people, the thousands calling with it.
That's right. Yes.
They just didn't take care of it.
Yes.
I wanted mine to have, there's a gang of them, good education as anybody else. Make the service. My husband didn't go to service. Got mad a few months after that service was closed. But I think the mother and the mother bears all the name. Your father ain't got no name too much.
I think all women think, you know.
Mother.
For the father, you know, it wouldn't be no family.
You give out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go to school, go to college, go to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had been in the place where I could, I'd have went to the last up.
As far as you could.
Yeah. I got one son, went to service for 4 years, graduated like 18 months from Mount Union College. And where he's working now, in Lordstown, he graduated from there 4 years. And then told me going to Blackwood and grade school. They come back home and leave school and there's enough school and look like me too. I just love books. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no trouble with my children, you know, because I tried to live right before.
Yes.
And camera and all. And now the children are the babies too.
Yes, you wonder, you know, in a few years' time, what this will, it says, you know, in the Bible, as a twig is inclined, the tree will grow, and you wonder about some of these.
That's right, it's true.
Yeah.
Yes, it's full of cutting after you know the way the town's raised.
Yes.
And sometimes, I begin to think, seem like the middle age of the people. Well, it's a first station, it's a second station, and I said that's the middle age. Look like they more in more development than here.
Yes, that's right. That's right. You get a little disillusioned sometimes with them.
It's growing worse by the day, by the hour.
Yes.
Right now, after that changes, there's more separation, you know, amongst young people than there both, the one thing they ever have been.
That's right.
In my whole lifetime. I just sit down sometime and think about it, look at it. And the women people now, they haven't got to the place now where they think, you know, some of them, you know, they don't need no man.
Yes.
There's many women now, and they're fighting for it. You know, they call themselves asking for equal rights. They could wait just like the men do.
Right.
And they put them in these shops. There's some in the metal steel found in our region. Yes, they put them in these shops in different places. Some jobs they give them, though they don't want it. They claim you can't do it. But they said they could do it, you know, and the men, you know, hired them in there. But they just got that in them, you know, that they can do that. Well, that's what caused, I said, there's a lot of, you know, the boasting, you know. Mm-hmm. The woman's waking. She got her own money, you know.
Yes.
She'll tell her husband, you know, minute, you know, she don't need it. If she's waking, you know, she has her own money, you know.
Yes, it makes problems. You can buy more things, but there's some things you can't buy.
That's so many you can't buy.
Yes.
That's right.
It comes down really to a matter of values, doesn't it?
That's right.
What do you really put the most value on?
That's right.
Yes. Well, I was interested. Your son said you had been here quite a time, and I wanted to get your impressions of Alliance when you first came and some of the experiences, you know, during the years that you had been here. And I want to, as I indicated, I want to talk to some other individuals too, and we'll have this for a record then, and preserve this.
There's a time of change. And look like to me, you know, they continue, you know, to change. I wondered sometimes, you know, what's next? What's going to change the next?
Well,
change right along now, you know. The one thing, you know, changing.
Of course, you thought when there's radio, you never thought of television.
That's
and
right.
If you had airplanes, you never thought of going to the moon.
That's
it's,
right.
You just don't know.
And now you come out now, you know, going to some other place, you know, up there, you know, that's some place to say it can't go. You know, say, I'm like, right up in the heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight place, or maybe they can go to the moon, but there's some other place up there that said it was going next. And they said they wasn't going after this trip, you know, to the moon that they made. They said they wasn't going no more to spacecraft. So they were going in some other kind of something, you know, they were making like an airplane for you to fly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, we've in your lifetime, in mine, we've seen tremendous changes.
Yes, we have. We see a lot of changes.
That's right.
A lot of changes.
Yes.
Yes, a lot of changes. We did a lot of hard work.
Well, of course, much more work is done at the plant down there mechanically. You did it the hard way.
That's right. Did it the hard way. That's right.
But you worked there then when the mechanical improvements came in.
Yeah, I worked there, you know, as long as I see them, you know, improve down there. And I was working down there and making molds and things down there, making castings. You know, they didn't have no way of making it. Every grain of your thing. They changed over down there and they got a chute, you know, in a big sandbox, and they got them be full of leaves, you know, and that sand come down in the mold, and they got the electric, you know, tracker, you know, to track
it
down in the mold. And they make them mold down, make it 124 nephilim, they call them, you know, a day.
Oh, yeah.
Drill bar the same way. Well, they can make them, just put one right out behind them.
Well, now, who was in charge of the plant when you were there? Was Mr. Robertson there?
Yes, sir. Mr. Robertson was in charge of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
He was the general manager.
Yes.
And after he left there, his son, you know, he'd take it over.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there a long time. And now, you know, since I left them down there, they got another manager.
Mr. Besong was there for a while.
Yes, and he was there for a while.
And now he has gone, and they have a new man.
Yes, they got a new man.
Yes,
now.
That's right.
Yeah. Made so many changes down there. The bulk is gone.
Yes.
Yes, a lot of them gone. A lot of them died while I was down there.
Yes.
A lot of them gone.
Well, now, when you first came here, you traveled around. You went any place? You went by train, is that right?
By train. You could go now. You run in what you call excursions. Excursions, you know, back there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could pay $2 and go to Pittsburgh, stay as long as you want, and come back on the excursion.
Oh, yes.
Excursion train. You know, pick up everybody in camp. Anybody wants to. It's all that a rough trip. You know, what people, you know, go in. You know, they had these, they need to drink.
Oh, know, yes.
Everything on the schedule.
Yes.
And so, he's on the schedule, you know, just about every Sunday.
No, twice a month.
Did you ever go to any camp meetings or picnics or anything like that on an excursion that way?
Yeah. That's the way the
Melvin
Steele found you.
Melvin Steele found
you. Mm-hmm. Just a train, big long train, and all the people, you know, wait there. It's the same.
Oh, where did they go then? Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Youngstown.
Oh, yes.
Like Youngstown.
The park, you know, and go there.
Where they still live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Youngstown. We went to Youngstown, and then went to Cleveland, you know, a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, they got to go into these places, you know, when they go to them fun picnics, and every meal would go, you know, never steal time. You got one grand six.
Yes.
And
yes.
The older companies would do, you know, and so I don't know. We have a picnic so regular, the steel mill did, you know, every year. Until the men got to war, you know, I don't know. It seemed like you couldn't get along. You get to fighting on the train.
Oh, yes.
Get to fighting on the train, you know, coming back. You get to fighting at the picnic and everything. And so much of that went on until the American Steel found and gave it up. Said it wouldn't have happened more. But after they gave it up, the union picked it up.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So the union, you know, is in charge now.
That's too bad. There's always a few who spoil it for everybody else that way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But at that time, you can't hardly realize. I wait all the week and Saturday, I went to the station if I wanted to go to Cleveland. They stick the train on to Cleveland, leave here 7 o'clock Saturday, and be back Sunday evening 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
See, they leave the family, spend time there, and come on back, but now it just doesn't work.
No.
Sometimes you feel like you're lost, and then you drive and you got a car.
That's right. Well, with the price of cars and the price of gasoline these days, it's...
It is.
Well, of course, there was a Stark Electric. You could use streetcar, too.
Oh, yeah, there's streetcars. You know, we rode them quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Yes.
Going streetcar. But, you know, you can't hardly get those transportation.
No. Well, we may have to come back to more of that, more train service and more streetcar.
The Kevin, a lot of these cities like Cleveland and different places, they're waiting to get that back.
That's right. Yes.
Yes, it was going on, you know, trying to get it back like it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be relieve a lot of problems, we hope.
Yes, it will. Leave a lot of problems now.
Yes.
A person coming to a line, now he can't get no further in Canton. You come to Canton on the train,
yes.
Everybody got to pick him up.
That's right.
You can't get a train. You don't, that's the one night, they don't train. Free train and nothing else. They don't stop on the line.
Right.
That's one
You can't get a pestle train.
No, you have to, and then it's in the middle of the night that you go to camp. Yes, that's a change. Oh, there used to be, what, it seemed like every few minutes there used to be a train stop here.
Get a train. Get one going or one each way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But now you can't do that anymore. Train wasn't making any money railroads and some of the probably got going broke.
Yes.
And then the government had to take up some of the lines.
Yes.
And it's running now.
Right. Anything as you've been thinking back when you first came here, any experiences that you had that are